left off on Lamed Vav and the Aleph, I think. About 10 lines from the top, Kimcha Dechiti. Kimcha Dechiti, if you have flour that's made from wheat, regular flour. So if a person eats the flour, what bracha does he say? So Tosfos says, what bracha? He says, Shahakol. Who eats? Well, the Gemara is clear later on. If you eat raw potatoes, the Gemara says he says Shahakol because it's not normal. Whenever you eat something in an abnormal fashion, it's Shahakol. So how can you have a machlokes amar, right? That point is subject to dispute. So Tosfos says that's not what's going on over here. Tosfos says, Kim Chedachit, Niri Delomai, Bikim Chamamish. And Kim Lo Shaycha Be Brach, the Bar Pi Adom. That would certainly be shahak. Let's talk about some kind of kimcha dechite, that it's not shalak derech achilas. It is normal to eat it. So it's normal to eat it. So why shouldn't it be bari pri hadoma? What's the din akoyse says achita? The Gemara has on the next daf. Rashi Hanar daf refers you to what it says on Lama Zayim and Aleph on the next daf. So Rashi is referring to the Tosefta on Lama Zayim and Aleph, right in the middle. It says on the right hand margin Tosefta perek daf. Akoyses Hatanya, Hakosis Hachitim Baruch Adam Bar Pri Hadom. You say Bar Pri Hadom because it's normal to eat like that. So what's the shaila? You grind it up. And you grind it up and make flour, and it is normal to eat. So it's normal to eat it. So why should you not say Bar Pri Hadom? What's the issue? So the issue is that it's nishtana. That's what we started working on, nishtana. So last year we learned Baba Kama, so there's a din aganav is kind of a shinu. The din, the Ganon's kind of machine, is not only a local din in Hilchas Geneva. We said it applies the original machlekes b'sham and b'silah de'as dan zayin mecher kelav, whether heim below shiniyayim or even a shina is also, and it's relevant to reishis haged, and it's relevant to other halachas. Whenever you have a shina, it's considered part of chadashis b'olvatan. So here, what if you have a food that really should have been bari min mizaynus, or should have been bari pi adam, should have been bari pi hoeitz, some fancy deluxe bracha, and then you perform a shinoyan. So if it's considered panach adash ba'olakan, it's considered as if it's a new synthetic figmajig. It's a new thing. It loses its whole past history. It's no longer bar pi adam, no longer bar minim zayin, it's no longer bar pi yoyt. So what bracha do you say? The bracha that you say, miscellaneous foods. Whenever you have a food that doesn't belong to any one of those categories, so you say shakol mi yibidvar. So that's a discussion that the Gemara has later. We already worked on it. He started, that's on Lamed Ches Amid Beis, on the fourth line from the top. The Mishnah says, Ali Yerokais, Mishnah says, on fruits he say Bar Pi Hoeitz, on vegetables he say Bar Pi Adomo, except for bread. Chutz Ben Apas. Al Peres Aratzu Oyem, Bar Pi Adomo, Chutz Ben Apas, Al Apas Oyem, Amotzi Lech Menot. There would have been a half a minute that you should say Bar Pi Adomo on bread, but bread requires a deluxe super brocha. And if not for that, it would have been Bar Pi Hadom. How come it's Bar Pi Hadom? So you see that even though you ground up the kernels of grain, you make flour. And even though you baked it and everything, is a mamash apan chadash at ba'olakan. It's in ganzen a different, it doesn't really look the same at all. If a baby would be born yesterday and he doesn't know what's going on in the world, shom a loaf of bread, he wouldn't know where it came from. He wouldn't be able to figure out on his own that they took kernels of grain, they ground it up, and they made bread out of it. So that's a major shinui, underwent a major shinui. So the Gemara comments on the Mishnah, K'toni, Rok is dumi de pas. It says that on vegetables, he said, Bar Pri Adom, and you should have said, Bar Pri Adom on bread, but they made a deluxe bracha. But if not for that, you would have said, Bar Pri Adom. So you see that on cooked vegetables, they also say, Bar Pri Adom. Because the bread is baked, the bread is ground, the bread is baked, it's nishtana. Ma pasha nishtana ayideho. Ur means fire. Or is light and ur is fire, the two different words. Ma pasha nishtana ayideho. Ur, the pasha is nishtana double shina, has a shina because he ground it up into tiny particles, he did trina. And number two, it's nishtana ayide bishul. Bishul is also a shina. Av yirakas namashe nishtana ayideho. Ur, even if you have vegetables that you ground them up and you cooked it, you still say bar pi adam. Amrav noy mishmei da'abai, zelsa meres. When the Mishnah is a beferish araya, then a shlokas mevorach aleim bar pi adam. On cooked vegetables, he say bar pi adam. Dorash Rav Chizda Mishum Rabbeinu, who's that? He says, he heard from his Rebbe. Who's his Rebbe? Rav, okay. Shlokas mevorach aleim bar pi adam. He says the same thing. Fine. So who's the first speaker is Abai. Second speaker is Rav. Okay, Rav is the first generation of Amaroi. So all the way from Rav, all the way to Abai, a couple of generations later, they all say the same thing, Bar Pi Adam. That's in Bavel. Rabbi Zena, Yardim Eretz Yisrael. Who's that? Hula. Quoting the name of Rabbi Yechanan, who is the first generation of Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael. He disagrees. He says, Shlokas Mavarach Aleim Shehakal Nibadvar. So it sounds like it's a major machlokes. Vani Omer. Who is Vani Omer? Sounds like Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda was saying in the name of Rav. He was Dorash Rav Chisda, giving a public shiur. So he says he heard from Rav that it's Barbi Adoma. And he heard in the name of Rabbi Yechanan from Eretz Yisrael that it's Shehakal. Vani Omer, my opinion, they're both right. Sometimes it's Shehakal, sometimes Adom. Kol Shetchilos Barbi Adoma. If it's a vegetable that's normally eaten raw, then if you cook it, it's considered a shinui. Panim chadosh is bowl of kansa. Then when you cook it, you say shakal. But kol shetchilos shakal, if it's a vegetable that's normally not eaten raw, and if you eat it raw, it's abnormal. Shalok there chachilos in the bra. The maximum bracha can be a shakal. So if tchilos shakal, if it's when it's raw shakal, and the only time you normally eat it is when you cook it, then you can't say that that's a shinui. That's what it's aimed for. So then you say bar v'adama, the potatoes only if they're cooked. If they're not cooked, you don't say bar v'adama. Fine. Sholka bar mavar bar v'adama. So that's how we paskin. We paskin like that. And the Gemara says, what's an example? Bishleim kol shetchilos shakal nibadvara, sholka bar v'adama. Example is ABC. Fine. Krabba, silka, carrot. Fine. Three different kinds of vegetables. Al shetchil, where do you have haker? A vegetable that's normally eaten raw, and if you cook it, then you say shakal because it's a pan kadosh. Marcy have such a vegetable also. Sure. Then the Gemara continues the same thing. Darsh Rav Nachman, Mishum Rabbein. Rav Nachman gets up and he says in public, he heard from his Rebbe. Who is his Rebbe? Shmuel. Rav Chizim, when he gets up, he said he heard from his Rebbe. All the listeners know that that's Rav. When Rav Nachman gets up and he says he heard from his Rebbe, everybody knows his Rebbe is Shmuel. Fine. So what does he say? Same thing. Shalok has Mor Chalem Bar Pi Adoma. But the rabbis Meritzel said that Shahak on the Bedvar, Vani Aymer, Rav Chizim says, he thinks it is a machlekes. Not that it's they both agree with each other. He thinks the machlekes at times. So the Gemara goes on and on. Fine. So the Gemara has this whole sugya. And we paskin like the compromise of Rav Chisda. We paskin like the compromise. That what? If it's a vegetable that's normally not eaten raw, then if you eat it raw, shlok der hachilosai, so then the maximum bracha it's going to have is going to be shahakal nibidvar. Whatever shlok der hachilosai shahakal. That's what Taisa said by flour. Normal flour in the sack, like we have a sack of flour at home, that's not normal to eat flour like that. So if you eat that, it'll be shakal. And if a person eats raw potatoes, it's shakal. If he cooks the potatoes, you're not going to say, Panam Chadosh Balakan, it's a synthetic food. Well, no, that's why the Baruch Shalom created potatoes. You should cook it, you should eat it in the cooked form. So that doesn't lose its status. That's when it becomes Bar Pri Hadam. And if it's a vegetable that's normally eaten raw, then when you cook it, it's considered ishtani ligriyusa. So ishtani, if that's the case.
How would you know if something is eaten both ways? A carrot, you eat it cooked?
If it's normal, and that, it depends on each medina. If it's normal to eat it cooked or raw, then you say, oh, adama, both ways.
Both
yeah. But if most people would not enjoy it cooked, most people would enjoy it raw. So then it's called the Shtani Ligrius. That's what we discussed last week, wine. If you make wine and you cook it, so the Gemara says in Bava Basra that it becomes a little inferior. So Rashi is of the opinion that you say Shahakal. You cook wine, you say Shahakal. It's not Bar Pi Agafa. Taisa disagrees. They say, come on, it's not so bad. It's a little bit inferior. So the experts, the French experts on drinking wine, so they want to enjoy it, they want to appreciate it. But the Jewish people will enjoy it. It's gewaldig, there's nothing wrong. That's not called the Shtani Ligrius. So that, look, in each Medina you have to determine. Is it Shtani Ligrius or not? So Shtani, there are two kinds of Shtani. One Shtani is if you cook it, it's called Shtani. Then the Gemara is going to have another Shtani if you grind it up. It's also called Shtani. What does the Gemara have later? This sugi goes on and on. Here. Harigaglidi delifto, some kind of vegetable here. Lamites and aleph, right in the middle. Maybe one line, two lines below the exact middle of lamites and aleph. Harigaglidi delifto, some kind of vegetable. So if parmino prima rabba, if you chopped it into big chunkies, it's bar pi adoma. If prima zuta, if it's in big chunks, it's still nikar. So that's not called ishtani. If prima zuta, if you shafted it, you made it like flour. You made it like flour. Prima zuta. You chopped it up into such tiny little pieces. That's called ishtani. So the first opinion is that then you say shahakal nevedvar. And the Gemara says we don't pass him like that. Why? Because that's called ishtani lemayusa. That's called ishtani lemayusa. It tastes better when you chop it up into tiny pieces. Piyason the Bay Rav Yudah, when we visited Rav Yudah Amalan, he told us the din is not correct. Whether you chopped it up into big chunks or you chopped it up into very fine, thin particles, immediately pulverized it. In either case, it's Bar Piyadoma. By the Parminu Tvei, why did they chop it up into tiny pieces? That it should be sweeter. Kech denamtik time, it should even taste better. So that's the rule. Whenever it's Ishtani Ligriyusa, he's like, right, Bnei Adam don't enjoy it as much cooked. Bnei Adam don't enjoy it as much when it's chopped up. The Gemara talks about cooking or chopping up. Either one is considered ishtani. So if it's ishtani ligriyusa, it's considered a synthetic food. Synthetic food is a hakol. And if it's ishtani limalyusa, it tastes better or just as good. Approximately just as good. Or very few people will not want to eat it after the shina. Most of the people will eat it before or after the cooking, or before or after the chopping up. So that's so then it does retain the original broth. That's the cloud of the Gemara has. So getting back over here, we're learning Laban Vavim and Aleph. Okay. So the Gemara is talking about like this Amarayim by Kimcha Dechiti. So again, so the Taisis Dibra Maskal Kimcha Dechiti writes, if it's a sack of flour the way we have it at home, that's shahakal. That should look at derech achilosa. Anything that you should look at derech achilosa loses its fancy bracha, and it's knocked down to the level of shahakal. That's what we discussed last week. There were some poskim in Europe wrote, based on the Gemara in Saita, that the Saita has to drink the Maim Amorim, so the Gemara says she has to drink kedarka. If she drinks shalai kedarka, you're not yet to the mitzvah, and the Maim is not voided. So Gemara has a suffix. What if she drinks the Maim Hamarim through a straw? Is that called Kedarach Shliyosan? Okay. So we go to Chumrah, and you got to make sure she drinks it directly. So some poskim in Europe said when they used to drink mineral water at the health resorts, so they used to drink through a straw. They didn't have straws all the time, only mineral water. So some said you should sip a little water directly in order to make sure that you say a bracha. If you drink Shlok Kedarach Achilosai, loses the bracha. Yeah, it loses whatever fancy super duper bracha should have a lose, but shahakal is not going to lose. It's still going to be shahakal nevedvar. Shalok adarach echlos, it's going to be shahakal. So what are you gaining by sipping directly? Think of a cup. It's only going to be shahakal. It's a fancier shahakal if you drink it kederach shtiyosa than if you drink it shalok adarach shtiyosa. It's the same shahakal. Same shahakal. You have greater Kavana. If you're drinking Ekdash, maybe there is some. Okay, maybe there is some. Maybe a shahakal on drinking water, Kederach Shdiyosai, is a higher level shahakal than drinking Shlokadav Shdiyosai. Maybe? Okay. I just thought shahakal or shahakal, same thing. Maybe it's not. Because the poskim do in Europe, they raise an issue.
It's a bigger shevach.
If you drink Kederach Shdiyosai, maybe it's a nicer shevach.
It touches your lips.
Okay. Yeah. Huh? Maybe? Okay. Maybe there is. I thought it was an outright mistake. So you're saying it could be it's not a mistake. Okay. So again, so Taisa says, if you're eating kimcha dechiti the way we have a sack of flour, that's shahakal, shalak derech achilasa. But you're eating it in a normal fashion. So what's the machlokes? So why does one opinion say that a shahakal nevedvara? So it's not because you're shalak derech achilasa. So the first one says it's the same as Kaisis as Achita. That's what Rashi says. It's Bar Pri Adoma, just like it says on Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, the Gemara quotes a Tosefta. Where is that again? Right in the middle. Kaisis as Achita, Mevarach Aleh Bar Pri Adoma. You don't say Bar Minim Zayin if you're eating kernels of grain. You just say Bar Pri Adoma. So if you eat a kernel of grain, apparently it's normal. Kaisis as Achita is normal to eat. It's Kederach Achilas. If it would have been abnormal to be kaisis as achita, then you wouldn't say bar pi adama, and you would have said shahakal nevedvar. So that's normal. It doesn't have the chshivas of mezainis unless you make it into something better than that. Just eating the kernels of grains is adama. So too, the first opinion in Gemara, Rabbi Yudah holds that it's bar pi adama. This is also normal. The kimcha dechiti somehow, this is a normal kimcha dechiti. So what does Rav Nachman disagree? Why does Rav Nachman say Shakan li b'dvarai? So the Gemara is going to go into Amalei Rav le Rav Nachman. He said, don't argue with Rav Yehuda because he's right. Lativ galei the Rav Yehuda, the Rav Yehuda Shmuel kam mikabas dam Rav Yehuda and Shmuel chenam Rav Yitzchak Rav Yehudan Shmuel Rav Yehudan both say Shem Nezayis Merachem Alav Bar Priha 8. What do you see? Alma Avagav Tishtani. Even though there's a shinoi, let's say I gave the Zoyna an oven, and she squeezes it out and she makes wine. So the Gemara says, Nasan la novin b'esnana, and she made it into yayin. That's the machlekes b'sham and b'sul. We pass like b'sul, ishtani. Shino, it's a parim chadoshes. It's not pasul for esnana zayna. So here also. So what would you say over here? I have zayis. Zaysim, the brach is bar pihoi. So if I squeeze it out and I make oil out of it, it should have been ishtani. So despite the fact that it's ishtani, we still declare b'mil zikoi as the shame pri. Shema's eyes retains the shame pri. And the fact that it's the shtani, we ignore. Hakanami, over here also, we should ignore the fact that it's the shtani. I've got the shtani, the milsikoi. So the Gemara says, no. There's a whole sugi and laman chesam and beis going over to laman tesam and al. That's all pashim, ishtani. It depends in which case. Is it ishtani le mal yusa or is it ishtani le gri yusa? Depends what the story is. So the Gemara says, mi domi. Rava's comparison. Rava tells Rav Nachman, don't disagree with Rav Yehuda because he's right, because that's the psak. Avgav tishtani b'milsikoi. Shinui doesn't play a role by Birchas Hanen. So the Gemara says, not true. Mi domi. Hasam leisle iluya achrina. Hacha isle iluya achrina. By the Shemen Zayis, it's ishtani l'mal yusa. Rashi says, that's why you plant zaysim. You plant zaysim. It's worth more money if you make Shemen Zayis than if you just have zaysim. So that's considered like if you take grapes and you squeeze it out, you make wine. That's ishtani l'mal yusa. So shemen zayis instead of zayis is ishtani l'mal yusa. But over here, hacha, when you take kernels of grain and you grind it up, it's ishtani l'mal yusa if you go the next step. If you take the flour and you mix it with water and you bake it and you make cookies and you make bread out of it, that's ishtani l'mal yusa. But if you stop in the middle, he didn't do the next step. If he would have done the next step, that would have been ishtani l'mal yusa. He just stops in the middle, and it has what it's really aimed for. The kernels of grain are aimed to make, why do people plant the wheat? To make flour and to make cookies and cake out of it. So he didn't do that. He just stopped in the middle. He just made the kimcha d'chite in a normal fashion. He's eating kederach afilosa. But that's not ishtani l'mal yusa. So that's what we paskin. That's what we paskin. In other words, more people would enjoy eating the kaisis as achita than eating this kimcha d'chita. So the way it stands right now, this is ishtani l'gri yusa. So it loses the hashivas of the bracha of bar pri hadoma, and it falls down. It's ishtani l'gri yusa. We treat it like a synthetic food, and it's only shahakon l'yivetron. If you would have made it into cake or bread or pasta or something, then it would have been ishtani l'mal yusa. But the way it stands now, this is ishtani l'gri yusa. Drink the gemara kasha v'chisli ilu yachrina lo mevachrina lai bari pri hadoma elo shehakol. What's the kasha? You mean to say that if you grind up, he's asking on the kimcha d'chita. You ground it up, it's ishtani. And you didn't do the next step, you didn't make it yet into cake or cookies. You just left it as flour. So that's called ishtani l'griusa. Aye, but we have a memre. Shmuel is quoted as having said that if you eat kare chaya, kare is one of the vegetables that the Gemara said there on Lamed Chesam and Omid Beis. Mar mentioned there are three vegetables, karaba, and silka, and kara. Karaba is cabbage, I think. Silka is beets. Kara, not sure what kara. Some kind of vegetable.
Yes, leeks.
Who?
Leeks. Leeks.
Leeks. I don't know what a leek is. Okay. What is a leek?
It's called a simad in Rosh Hashanah. It's called like a green kind of mushy vegetable.
Uh-huh. Okay. Some kind of vegetable that grew in Bava. Days of the Talmud, right? Okay. It still exists, Bisman is that?
Yeah.
Okay, it still exists.
Someone's house wants Rosh Hashanah.
Uh-huh. Okay. So the Gemara says that these three vegetables, the normal way is to eat it cooked. If you eat it raw, then you say shakal. That's how the Gemara says. Mashkachas lo, that's on lamed chesam base. The krava, the silk, and the kara. If you eat it raw, it's shakal. And if you cook it, then you eat it, then it becomes a bar piyadom. At least that was in the days of the Gemara. That was the normal way to eat it. So the Gemara says over here again, they quote in the name of Shmuel, if you eat kara chaya, if you eat a raw leek, whatever, a raw kara, then the bracha is only shakal. And the same thing if you eat kimcha desairi, if you eat barley flour, doesn't talk about kimcha dechiti, talks about kimcha desairi. So he says also not normal. It's not normal to eat kimcha desairi. So the bracha is shakal nimidvar. So the Gemara quotes the member of Shmuel, so they make a diuk. My love, why does he single out kimcha desairi? Why doesn't it just say whoever eats raw kara or whoever eats flour? The bracha on flour is shakal. He doesn't say the bracha on flour is always shakal. He says on barley flour, kimcha desairi. So my love, the diuk seems to imply that kimcha dechiti would be bar pri ha'adama. So why do we paskin? Why should we paskin like Rav Nachman who says that shakal nimidvar? So Gemara says the diuk is not accurate. Don't be medayik from the statement of Shmuel that he's distinguishing between kimcha desairi and kimcha dechiti. No, they're both shakal, the same thing. Halacha l'maaseh, they're both shakal. Again, my love, the chiti would have been bar piyadom. And Mara says, wrong. That's not the correct deal. The chiti is not mishakal nimidvar. Correct in Mara Kasha, v'lashmina the chiti v'kol shkein desire. So let Shmuel just say that on all flour, even kimcha the chiti, you say bar piyadom. So Mela, I'll understand, that even kimcha desire, it's all the same thing, kimcha the chiti. And Mara says, no. If he wouldn't have said explicitly, kimcha desire, yashmina the chiti, if he would have only said, on wheat flour, the bracha is shakal. Or he would have said on flour, the bracha is shakal. He wouldn't have said explicitly that even on barley flour, the bracha is shakal. Have amina, one might have mistakenly thought, one might have mistakenly said, hanemina dechiti, because it's normal. Some people will eat kimcha dechiti. Aval desairi, since it's abnormal to eat kimcha desairi, lo levarach alei klal. Maybe I would think that there's no bracha at all. Kamash Malan, that's why Shmuel had to say that even on Kimcha de Sairi, the bracha is also Shakal. And on Kimcha de Chiti, the exact same thing. Craig Markasha, why should you think that on Kimcha de Sairi, there's no bracha at all? The worst it can be is Shalok Derech Achilosa. It's not normal to eat Kimcha de Sairi. So the worst he can say is Shalok Derech Achilosa. So Shalok Derech Achilosa is still, it's still going to be Shakal. Craig the Gemara. And all miscellaneous foods, whatever doesn't fit into the category of ha'etz or ha'adama or mezainus or ha'moitzi or bar pri ha'gofen, so all other miscellaneous foods are shakal midvar. So if you're going to eat flour that's abnormal form, it should also be shakal midvar. It's like gora from all other miscellaneous foods. One could have argued the point. Could have said that on a miscellaneous food that doesn't fit into any of the original categories, hamaytzi, hagofen, mezoynes, ha'etz, ha'adama, so all miscellaneous foods are shaka. But if you eat bread or if you drink wine, shalok derech achilasa, maybe there's no brach at all. But the Gemara knew that that's not true. We know that on shalok derech achilasa. We know what the din is, that if you eat raw potatoes, you say shahakal. So the Gemara asks, how can you have a havamina? How can you have a havamina to say that there's no bracha at all? Havamina, aval dechsari lo levarach alei klal. And akim chedesari, shalok ha-derech achilos, it's not normal. I would have thought you don't say a bracha at all. So the Gemara says, how can it be? Mi gar mimelech v'zomis, you say a bracha on everything. Even shalok ha-derech achilos, you always say shahakal. Less than shahakal, it can't be. And for the Gemara, it's rich, no. I need this chiddush of Shmuel. So I would have thought, sometimes people eat, normally people don't put a spoon into a box of salt and sit and eat salt. But sometimes a person sticks his finger in and he licks off the salt. He wants to eat salt. So if he's eating one or two specks of salt, he says, Shahakal nibidvar. Okay. Melech and zomis sometimes, shod the inish, how does it more have a lotion? Once in a while, a person will put it in his mouth and he'll eat it. Abel kimcha desayre. I would have thought not only is it shalok derech achilasa, but it's called the kosher lekukiyani. I would have thought that it's unhealthy. It's shalok derech achilasa plus that it's not healthy. So I would have thought Lalabar Halei Klal, that's how Rashi learns the Gemara, the previous Daf. The Gemara said that if you're eating Shemen Zayas, a bottle of Shemen Zayas, and drink it, it's Rashi learns the Gemara, since it's Ozuke Mazik, you don't say a brach at all. So the Gemara said, I would have thought that this is Shuloka Derech Achilosoi, and this is unhealthy, it's Mazik, it's unhealthy. So I would have thought Lalabar Halei Klal. Mashmalon, Kim Nisle Hanomine, Boy Bruch. Mashmalon, that he do say a brach. So the Rambam learns the same thing by the Shem Azayas. I would have thought whenever you're eating a food that's unhealthy, it's abnormal to eat the food. 9,999 people out of 10,000, I'm not going to eat this food because it's unhealthy, it's abnormal. This Meshuggah is eating it. So I would have thought that since it's Shloka Derech Achilas and it's not healthy, I would have thought there's no bracha. So the Mashmalon that there is a bracha. So once you say there is, you say Shahakol. Kimcha desayri hu adanami on Shema's eyes to say shahakol. That's how the Rambam understood. And Rashi in the Rif understood otherwise. Rashi in the Rif said before that if you're drinking a bottle of Shema's eyes, azuke mazik, you don't say a bracha at all. But over here, you do say shahakol. Why is there a difference? This is a havamin. Would have thought it's azuke mazik, you don't say a bracha. The Gemara says, no, kem dis lehanominei boy bruchi. According to the Rambam, how do you distinguish between these? According to the Rambam, they're both the same. Whenever you eat a food that's azuki mazik, say shalom. But according to Rashi in the Rif, whenever you eat a food that's azuki mazik, you don't say a bracha. So how come over here on Kimcha Desari, you do say a bracha? The answer is it's not a different kind of ozuke mazik. The shaman zai is when you drink it right away, it's mazik me. It's right away, it's unhealthy. So that's why it's not normal to eat. But over here, it's going to be in a couple of days, it'll develop burns in the stomach. Right now, it's not so big. That's what it means. It's not ozuke mazik right away. It's going to be ozuke mazik later. So kosher, the kukian is not the same as ozuke mazik. Okay. So the reason, so let's say a person eats a food that he personally does not enjoy. His mother forces him to eat this spinach or whatever. Could be also. Could be. You have to understand why is there, according to the Rambam, they're both the same. When you eat a food that's azuki mazik, you say shah. And according to Rashi and the Rif, it's not the same. So we have to understand exactly what's the point of distinction. Yeah. What? The Gemara says the Shemen Zayas, if he mixes it into the vegetable soup, huh, then it's healthy. But the Gemara says if he drinks a bottle of Shemen Zayas just the way it is, the Gemara seems to say that that's not healthy. That's ozuke mazik. So Rashi understands there's no broch at all. Whenever it's mazik, the body is no broch at all. So how come over here there is a broch? So it could be because the Gemara says since here is isle hano amine. So that's why you say broch. And there, it's he doesn't get hano. It's ozuke mazik plus he doesn't get hano. Could be that that's the distinction. Ish ki yochel prat lemazik, the drasha that Rashi quotes from the Gemara, that one is mazik truma is pot menachem, that goes on the person being mazik truma. When is it called mazik the truma? Whenever he eats it in an abnormal fashion, then it's called ki yochel prat lemazik. You can't say according to Rashi that's the reason why there's no broch at all because I'm mazik the food.
The Rambam is
no problem. The Rambam learns the two Gemaras are the same. I would have thought that since it's unhealthy to eat the kimcha desari, one should not recite a broch at all. But Mashmalan, since you're eating it, you enjoy eating it, so you do say a broch shahakol. So the Rambam says the same before by the Shema's eyes. The guy is enjoying. He's drinking it. He wants to drink it. So less than a shahakal, it's not going to be. The Rambam says even though it's unhealthy, less than a shock. So the Rambam is nitha. The Rambam equates the two Gemaras. The Rif and Rashi are not equating the two Gemaras. So that's the question. Why is it over here, despite the fact that it's unhealthy? The Gemara says you do say shahakol, and here the Shem is ice, it's unhealthy, you don't say shahakol. So you'll have to make some distinction or another. You'll have to work on some distinction.
The maskana is that it's not healthy, or does it have a meaning that it's not healthy about flour?
Which, the...
About flour.
The flour, the barley flour, the Gemara says it is unhealthy. So I would have thought that because it's unhealthy, no bracha should be recited at all. Lo lebrach alei klal, kamash malan. So the Rambam says kamash malan, that's not a correct svar. Even though you're eating a food that's unhealthy, but less than a shahakal it can't be. You still say shahakal. So according to Rambam, the Gemara before meant like that. If you're drinking a bottle of Shemiz ice, it's unhealthy, so you say shahakal. You knock it down from bari pri aids to shahakal. According to the Rambam, it's nicha. The two Gemaras say the same. According to Rashi and the Rif, the first Gemara says no bracha at all, and the second Gemara says, I would have thought there's no bracha because it's unhealthy. Kamash Malan, despite the fact that it's not healthy, you still say a bracha. So why doesn't it, why is there a discrepancy? You have to say some distinction. What was the problem that we raised last week with the Ravid? We had a Ravid in Hilchas Trumas. The Ravid is commenting on the Rambam. The Rabbi always comments on the Rambam. The Rambam says a zar who eats truma b'shegeg says nechumish. A zar who eats truma b'shegeg has to pay karma chumish. But it's only if he eats it in a normal fashion. If the zar is going to drink a bottle of shemen zayis, so the Gemara quoted Brisa. Hashos the Shemin Shal Truma, Azar. Here, Tosefta, four lines from the bottom of Lamed, Heim and Beis. Hashos the Shemin Shal Truma, Mishal Mesachemen, Mishal Mesachemish. Why? Because the Zar wasn't really Mevatul Mimitzvasai. The Kohen is not allowed to drink Shemin Shal Truma. The Rambam wrote at the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph in Hilchas Trumas that each Truma has its own Nitan Limitzvasai. A Truma Nitno. Lachila v'lishtia v'lesicha. He says, Lechol davar shedarka lechol, lishtas davar shedarka lishtas, losach davar shedarka losach. The kohen is not allowed to use wine to do sicha with it. He's not allowed to use shemen to drink with it. So if the zar consumes the truma in the same fashion that the kohen was supposed to have consumed the truma, then the zar has to pay karma chamish. If the zar is going to be sach the Yayin Shal Truma, or is going to be Shosa, Shem Shal Truma, that it wasn't Oymer Lekach, so the Rambam understands that that's the din in the Gemara, that the Zar is not Chayim. So the Shaila here is the Ravid in Perek Yud, Halacha Zayin, Hilchas Trumas, quotes a Machloikis Rebbe in the Rabbanon, what's the din by Akoseis Esachitim? Akoseis Esachitim. You have kernels of grain. Someone eats the raw kernels of grain. So the Ravid says, I know the Gemara Brachas quotes a Tosefta, Laman Zayinim and Aleph, that Akosis is Hafitim Barachalav Bar Priyadom. I know that. That they all agree. The Machlekes over here, Laman Vavam and Aleph, that's what Rashi also says. Machlekes between Rab Yudah and Rab Nachman is based on the assumption, Akosis is Hafitim, if you eat the kernels of wheat in their original state, the raw state, everyone agrees Bar Priyadom. The machlekes is if you grind it up and you make flour, and it's some kind of flour that it is kederach achilosa. So the first opinion, Rabbi Yudah holds that it retains the bracha; it's normal to eat it. Rabbi Nachman says it's fine that it's normal, but it's ishtani. This is not called ishtani lemal yusam. This ishtani lemal yusam is when you make it leisli lui achrina, when you came to the yen stage, when you grind it up and eat it like that. Fewer people, taka people will enjoy it. But fewer people will enjoy it like that. So that's not called ishtani lemal yusam, and that's how we pass it. That's called ishtani ligrius. Even though it's normal to eat it like that, and that's where Rabbi Yudah believes that it's bar pi adama, but we pass it's not ho adama because that's called ishtani ligrius. That's their machlokes. We call this ishtani ligrius or ishtani lemal yusam. We pass this is called ishtani ligrius. So the Ravid says, the premise of the whole machlokes on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph is this tosefta on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Because this is achito. Does that indicate anything one way or the other regarding a kohen, whether a kohen is allowed to, if I give the kohen a bushel of grain, kernels of wheat. Is the kohen allowed to eat it in its raw state? Is that called a violation of mishmeres trumaisai? Like if the kohen will be soch the yayin shel truma, the kohen will drink shemesh shel truma, the kohen is mevatel a mitzvah. What mitzvah is mevatel? It's a violation of mishmeres trumaisai. The truma is nitna l'achila if it's normal to do like that, l'sicha or l'shtir, whatever is normal. If it's not normal, so the kohen isn't fulfilling the mitzvah. If he says a bracha, he's not fulfilling the mitzvah properly over here. So it'll be a bracha l'batola. And he's in violation. It's like taking truma, burning it, throwing it out in the garden, wasting it. That's a violation of mishmeres trumasa. So he's not allowed to do that. So akoisis achita, is that normal or is it not normal? So the Gemara says that you say bar pri hadama. Say bar pri hadama. Obviously, it is kederach achilasa. If it would have been abnormal, shalak kederach achilasa, then you wouldn't say bar pri hadama. So the Ravid says, but nonetheless, there is a machlekes. There's no contradiction. Says I know what it says in brachas. He says that the brachas bar pri hadama. It's normal, but nonetheless, there's a machlekes. Rabbi the Rabbanon, if a zar will be kaisis chitim. He'll chew and he'll swallow the chitim shel truma. Will he be chayiv keren b'chayim mishanat? In other words, is the kohen? What does that depend on? Machlekes Rabbi the Rabbanon. Is the kohen allowed to be kaisis chitim shel truma? Is that a violation of mishmeres truma? So is that the nitam the mitzvah? So that's fine. The kohen has an option either of taking the kernels of grain and grinding it up, making flour, making cake or cookies or bread, or eating it the way it is. So if it's normal for the kohen to eat it like that, so if the Yisrael is going to eat a kohes achit, it's going to be chayav kerem chemish. So the rabbi says that is a machlekes Rebbe in the Rabbanan in Yerushalmi. It's not in Bavli, it's in Yerushalmi. And he says that yochid perabim halachik kerab. We pa halachik kerabim mechavei rov, but lo mechavei rov. We pass like Rebbe if he disagrees with one contemporary of his. But if it's presented in the Braisa as a machlekes Rebbe in the Chachamim, so we should pass the yochid perabim halachik kerab. So that's the Ravid's Hasoge. He says the Rambam writes Hakosis Azar Shikosis Asachito Areiz Mishalim Kerem Vechaimesh. So the Ravid is Masig. No, that's a pluk to the Rebbe Rabbon and even Rebbe who is really hachi. Why should the Rambam pass like Rebbe? Because Melon Kerabbanan. We should pass like the Rabbanan. Yachid Berab Melachim Rab. Aye, but you say Bar Pri Hadoma. He says no, that Gemara Brachas I know. That has no Shaychus over here. Vavagav the Mevorach and Alei Bar Pri Hadoma. The machlekes Rebbe in the Rabbanon, we pass like the Rabbanon, that is kiyachol prat lemazik, so you don't pay karam v'chaymish. And even though you don't pay karam v'chaymish, but you still say bar pri adam. So the rabbi doesn't see any contradiction between the two. So that's what the tzlach and several achrayim were bothered with the kasha, but the Gemara puts the two together over here. On the bottom, we just saw the Gemara by Shem and Zayis. So the Gemara says, Shemen, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Amar Shmuel, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Shemen Zayis, the correct bracha is bar pi hoi. So the Gemara says, Hechidomi, how's he drinking it? He lame with the koshos, he has the bottle of olive oil and he's just drinking a bottle of olive oil. The Gemara says, he can't have a bracha mufuretes, a bari pri hoi, it's a zuke mazik, which either means that you say it's knocked down to shakel, it's knocked down to zero. Rashi says, knocked down to zero, no bracha at all. A zuke mazik, unhealthy, you don't say a bracha. Or according to the Rambam, you say shahakol based on the Gemara here on Lamed Vav and Alpha Zuki Mazik, you say shahakol, but it can't have a bracha mefuretta as a burpi way. So the Gemara is left before, and the Gemara says did Tanya because you have the tosefta and trumas. Zar who shows the shem shal truma ain't a mishalem es achaymish. If you're not mishalem es achaymish because kiyochel prat lamazik, then you can't say this bracha mefuretta as a burpi way. So how can the Rabbi not see that there's a contradiction over here? The rabbi quotes the Gemara and Laman Zayin and Aleph that you say Bar Pri Hadama. You say Bar Pri Hadama does not show that it is normal, it's Kederach Achilasa. So that's Kes Mishnah says that's how the Rambam knew to Paschal like Rebbe. Why did the Rambam Paschal like Rebbe and Machlex Rebbe in the Rabbanon? But the Zar Shekosa says Achito is normal or abnormal? Is that excluded from paying Chaymish Ish Kiyochel Prat Lamazik? So he says, no, that's not Kiyochel Prat Lamazik, that's normal. It's mutter for a kohen to be kaisis achito, and Yisrael is going to be kaisis achito, be chayv kerem v'chaymish. So the Kesem Mishnah says, why did the Rambam paskin like Rebbe, who says that it's normal? Because the Gemara says that it's bar pri hadama. It's bar pri hadama, so that shows that it's normal. So you see that this is an exception to the rule, be paskin like Rebbe against the Chacham. So how can the Rabbi not see that these two are contradictory? The Gemara is lech beferish, that on Shem and Zayis, Shem and Zayis, because Zazuge Mazik, and therefore a Zar She'ochal, Shem and Zayis Shel Truma is not Chayiv Chaymesh. So therefore the Bracha cannot be a Bracha Meforetas of Bar Periyot. Has to either be knocked down to Sha'akal or to zero. So how can the Ravid, not see that there's a contradiction here? He writes that the two can live in peace together. So that's what all the Achronim makes, that Kasha. So Hastira. The truth of the matter is that it's not really such a stira. The Gemara says that there is a difference between Kimcha de Chit and Kimcha de Sairi. The Gemara originally thought this Gemara that we just learned on Lamed Vav and Aleph. So the Gemara says, Gemara quotes the member of Shmuel, the Kimcha de Chsairi, the Bracha Shahakol. So they thought right away, the instinctive reaction of Gemara was, my love, you have to make a deal. Only Kimcha de Chsairi is Shahakol, but Kimcha de Chiti is Bar Pri Hadomim. Because Kimcha de Chiti is normal. Kimcha de Sari is abnormal. So if you each look at the Aruch HaChilosai, then you say Sha'akal, but Kimcha de Chiti, Tosis says, is normal. So that's why the Gemara thought the Diuk is clear. Even though we pass in Kimcha de Chiti is Sha'akal, it's not because it's Shalok at the Aruch HaChilosai, it's because it's Ishtani, it's a different word. It's considered Ishtani Ligriusa. Ligriusa means that more people would enjoy it in its original state than in the ground up state. So that's labeled as Ishtani Ligriusa. But it's not because it's Shalok at the Aruch HaChilosai. That's where there's room to have a whole machlekes of Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Nachman, whether the Kimcha d'chiti should be Bar Pri Hadomana. So the Gemara clearly makes a distinction between Kimcha d'chiti and Kimcha d'sairi. The Kimcha d'chiti is Kederach Achilosai. Kimcha d'sairi is really Shelo Kederach Achilosai. So it could be that that's the answer to the Ravid over here, but we'll have to add on a little bit. Maybe by way of introduction, maybe we'll add on the Gemara on Yud Dalet Omer Aleph. Gemara has a shaila. On the first wide line, on Yud Dalet Omer Aleph. Boy minei ashi on Tanah be Rabbami Rabbami. Somebody asked Rabbami a shaila. It was the Tanah. He used to recite brises in the presence of Rabbami. Amaroim, who can rap law prices by heart, are called Atana. There were Tanoim, Rabbi Lezer ben Azayin, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon. They lived in the period of Tanoim. Then Amaroim are called Tana if they're, what they do for a living is to recite prices. He was the one who recited prices in the presence of Rabbam. He's the Tana be Rabbam. So yes, the Shaila of Rabbam, Hashori b'tanis ma'ashiyito. If a person has yortzeit, whatever, he's fasting, chosn, whatever. Someone is fasting, Tosafot says the Gemara is not talking about Tzom Gedalia. Not talking about the tiniest Aksuvim in Tanakh. Talking about the tiniest that the individual was Mekabli took on that tiniest. So Gemara has a Sofik, a fella has Yortzeit or he's a Chosin, whatever, and he's the chef, he's cooking for his wedding. So what's the din? Ma'u Shiyitom. Is he allowed to taste the soup to see if it has the right flavor? He's going to taste it and he's going to spit it out. Should I say Achila Shtir Kabbal Alei Bahaleko? He took a net of tainis. What is included? To what extent that he was in mekabel the net of tainis? So should I say only achil shtir kabel alei? He only accepted upon himself not to eat, not to drink, but to taste the food and to spit it out. That's not included. And with the dorm halacha achil shemiran, we're talking about what is included and what's not included in the net of tainis. So should I say it's not included? Or dilma, maybe no, that's also included. Hanoa kabel alei. Not to eat, not to drink means not to get any hanoa from food. If he has a grocery store and he's going to sell food that has not that kind of hanoah from food, he's allowed to get. He's hanoah from tasting food. Not only is not going to swallow the food, he's not going to taste the food either. The Gemara is not sure what's included. The Gemara says no, it's not included. It's permissible. He's allowed to taste the food and spit it out. He's not eating it. That's not included in the Tanya Nami Hachi. It says Ashori B'tayin is toyin ve'mekaklum. No problem.
I didn't know that's
That's what Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam learn. That we're talking, he's not swallowing it at all. He's only tasting it to see if it has the right flavor. We forgot that he put enough salt, pepper, that he put the flavoring in. So that's how they all learn shot. So that's what it says. Hashori b'tainis toim be'emekachlum. Ad kama ad revius. Only if he puts in his mouth less than a revius of soup at a time. got to put in a rias to taste, then he's going to spit it out. Since anu gzeira, he may by mistake swallow it. If he has less than a rias in his mouth, we don't make a gzeira. But if he puts in a rias of more of the soup in his mouth at one time, then I'm afraid he may accidentally swallow. Shine. So we understand the Gemara. We understand the Gemara. But then the Gemara puts in another line here. Matemes einatuna brach. A balabasta who's cooking in the kitchen and she wants to taste the food to see if the soup has enough flavoring, so she's going to taste it and spit it out. So it says she doesn't have to say a brach. So the pasha pshat, the way we all learn pshat, Rashi and Tosis, matemes is the same as ashari betainis. Toyin ve mekaklum. Ashari betainis is going to taste in his mouth and spit it out. And it's only permissible ad shir reviyasa, up until the reviyas at one time. To hold a full reviyas at one time is exerit that he may swallow some of it and you're not allowed to. So the whole Gemara is going, the toyim and the tainis and the matemis with respect to the brocha is toyim of pole. So the Rambam in Hilchas Brochas writes not so. The Rambam in Hilchas Tainis writes, we're talking about a person who's shori betainis. That's what Tosis points out. The whole topic of the Gemara only was achilish ti kabel alei adil mahanok kabel alei. What is included in the dorm halacha haloshim b'niyodim? What did he have in mind when he took the nether tongues? Did he only mean to include achilish tiya, or did he even mean to include that he's not going to get any hanok from tasting the food? The Gemara says no, that's not included. So the Gemara is debating what did he mean. You go bas haloshim b'niyodim. Tosis quotes the Rach Tosim toyim ve'emekachlum. There's one line Tosis. The Rav Pirush Rashi Chozer Poyle to Lachash Manam and Atim Abba Balei Alo. Then they say, oh, the first Tosis. Odil Manu Kabrale. Haiglish the Mashem the Mar Betaynis Yochid Shgi Belolov. Abba Betaynis Hakosav Lo. The Taynis that say in Tanakh in Zechariah. When they ask Zechariah Hanam and they ask the Nevim, should we still continue to fast on Shabbos and Betamos and Taynis in some Gedalia and Tisha B'Av? But that doesn't depend on. But in Durm Halocha Achlashim Yodim, you're not trying to judge what did the person have in mind at the time that he took the neder. He never took any neder. It's a din that you have to fast. So then, Te'ima is not permissible. Te'ima is only permissible on the Tainis Yochid, where it depends on your Kabbalah's neder, HaTainis. So the Achila, he only meant Achila Shti, never meant Te'ima. But if it's Tainis Haksugim, a Tainis from Tanakh, then Te'ima is not allowed. Okay. So you look in the Rambam, so the Rambam puts the din of tainis in one place and he puts the din of broch and Hilchas Brochas. The din of tainis puts in Hilchas Tainis. So in Hilchas Tainis he says he's tasting the food and he's spitting it out. He's going to swallow the food, so of course it's a violation of the tainis. In Hilchas Brochas, when he quotes the din matem is einatuna brocha, he says if you taste the soup, you're not really interested in eating the soup. You're only tasting the soup to see if it has the right flavor. So you don't say a bracha, provided that you're swallowing less than a revius. But if you're going to swallow more than a revius, even though your motivation in eating is not to fill you up, you're not really interested in eating. You just want to taste it in order to see if it has the correct flavor. So then more than a revius, you do a revius somewhere, you need a bracha. And less than a revius, you don't need a bracha, even though you're swallowing it. So the Kesem Mishnah points out, the Rambam doesn't learn the way Rashi and Tosfos learn. That is time of polite. The Rambam writes time of polite in Hilchos Tainis. But in Hilchos Brochas, he writes that he is swallowing. So according to the Rambam, what does it say in the Gemara? What's the din in the Gemara? It depends whether you're eating less than a kishir or a kishir. Ad kama rabam rabasi tami ad shir reviyasa. If you eat less than a reviyas, you don't say a broch, even though you swallow. If you drink a reviyas of more, then you do say a broch, even though your motivation is to see if it has the right flavor. So it would appear from the Gemara that the Rambam understands, the way the Rambam understood the Gemara, would appear that there are two different mechayvim abrocha. One mechayv abrocha is achilo shtiya. Ein achilo p'chusim k'zayis, ein shtiya p'chusim k'revis. If he has a shear and he swallows it, I don't care what the motivation is. He did achilo shtiya. If he's eating less than a shear, so he can't really call it achilo shtiya. The less than a shear is also lahanas manala mazebel abrocha. That's an issue, is it did not to be nana. So then the Rambam lies pshat in the Gemara. Also, the honest depends what motivated me to swallow the food. If the motivation is matemes, he just wants to see if it has the right flavor, so you can't even call that hanenem in olam hazeh. Some Rishonim say that when is bread hamotzi lechem and we don't pass it like this. Some Rishonim hold when is bread hamotzi lechem and haaretz only if you have a kazayis of more. But if you eat less than a kazayis, true, you have to say a bracha, but you only say shahakal on it because you're not doing an achil on the bread. You're just less than a kashir. Is a din of osi lehanes menorah mazeb le bracha. So it doesn't have the chashivas of bread. So it's such a similar idea here, but he gave to Matenas. It could be then he should agree that no bracha. Could well be. It's a possibility. Based on this Rambam, it could well be. Because the Rambam here seems to learn that there are two different dinim in Birchas Hanen. There's one din, if you eat a kashir, then it's called achila. So even though the motivation is not to get on Noah, the chacham wa mechaibe. Whenever you do achila, you have to say a broch. And if you're eating less than a kashir, so that's not called achila, so then the mechaibe a broch is asalahanas manala mazeb la brocha. Sof kol sof, he gets on Noah. So then he says, if you're eating it with the motivation of matemis, then it doesn't require a broch. So you say, it could well be. But if he's eating ozuke mas, it could be the Rambam says, you say shahako. Maybe that's only if he's eating a kashir, because sof kol sof, he did an achila. Could well be. But if he's gone, we have to look again in that Rambam. Maybe he alludes to that. Maybe he makes such a distinction. I don't remember.
The Gemara also implies very clearly that even if your kavanah is not to be nene, but you are nene, and you also need a bracha by the olive oil. And your kavanah is for refuah. And they're getting hanah, derech agav, with the refuah, you still need a bracha.
I don't know if that's derech agav. No. Healthy people, the sick people eat this refuah. Healthy people would also enjoy it, but it's too expensive. Why should they put in so much shem and zayis? But healthy people also enjoy eating like that. Kim nislan nominei, boy, bruchim. Healthy people would never normally not eat it like that. But it is a tasty dish. It's not normal to eat it like that. But then the Gemara says, only sick people eat it like this, mashmalam, but it's a normal food. It's a normal food. Let's say schnapps. In this city, no one drinks schnapps. They only drink when they have a cold. But still, since schnapps is a michael, some people enjoy drinking schnapps, even though they only drink it when they're sick. So you say, bro, kem nisla namenei, boy, sof, it is a michael. Yeah. So it could well be that just like the Rambam and Daf Yudalit, Amar Aleph understood that there are two different dinim abroche. There's one din abroche if you do an achila, and there's one din abroche less than a kashir. So you can't really call it achila. But that's a din. Hanen emiral mazeb la bracha mo'al. You have to say a bracha. So that depends. What motivated him to swallow the food? Is he interested in getting hanor? Was really interested in matemis and testing it to see if it has the right flavor. Two different dinim and two different shurim. So it could be the Raibid understood something similar. The Gemara talks about shem and zayis. Again, the Gemara says on shem and zayis it's a tie to this asur. You have a tosefta and trumas on the bottom of Lamed Hamed Beis. You have a tosefta and trumas that says that a zar shishos Hashem and shal truma ain a mishalim es hachemish because a zuke mazik. So apparently that's shloke derech, that's not normal. That people should drink shem and zayis. So if you're talking about something that shloke derech achilosoi, shloke derech achilosoi, so we know the bracha is only going to be shakal. That's what the Tosafot says by Kimcha Dechiti. That's what the Gemara has later. Raw potatoes, the bracha is going to be shakal. Whenever you eat anything, the bracha is knocked down to shakal. So it doesn't have this series of brachas meforatis. It's just the general din. Also, lahanis menolam azeb lai bracha. So then the Gemara says, it's impossible. If a zar she'ochal, a zar she'shos Hashem shel truma, is not chayiv chomesh, why? Because it's ozuki kamazikle. So then the Gemara says that it's impossible that the bracha is going to be bar prihoitz. That's a tie to this asur, because that's not called achila shtiyah. That's shelo kederach achilosa. So either there's not going to be any bracha at all, the bracha is going to be shakal. It's impossible that it's going to be. It can be that it's bar prihoitz and it's called ozuki mazikle. That's a contradiction. But the Ravid says it been again to Kimcha Dechita. He never said it on Kimcha Desairi. Kimcha Dechita, the Gemara says, is normal. Tosfos says, Kimcha Dechita, a sack of flour, is abnormal. What are you talking about? We're not talking abnormal. We're talking some kind of Kimcha Dechita. Toasted, roasted, whatever, it does taste good. It is normal to eat it. It is Kederach Achilasa. So that's why there was one opinion in the Gemara that you say, who Adama, if it would have been Shalok Kederach, everyone would agree that it would be Shahakam. We're talking it is normal. And the reason why Rav Nachman holds that you don't say Bar Pri Adam is because he holds that it's called Ishtani Ligriyus. The other one holds, no, it's not Ishtani Ligriyus. So a lot of people enjoy it like this. It's not, you can't say Ishtani Limal Yusa, but it's not Ishtani Ligriyus. Even though Isli Lu Yachrina, he holds that that's not called Ishtani Ligriyus. So that's their argument. They both, Rav Nachman and Rav Yudah, they both agree with the klal that was developed on Lamed Ches Amid Beis by the Shlokas, that the different kinds of vegetables, and the rule is, if it's ishtani by cooking it, by making the shin, if it's ishtani ligriyuso, then it loses its original identity. It's considered panam chadosh libolakan. It's not oimilakach. So then it loses the original brocha. So that's what they argue: is this called ishtani ligriyuso or not? But it is normal to eat kim chadachite. That's what Tosfos learned tomorrow. It is normal to eat it. But that's what the Ravid says. If it's normal to eat it, so the bracha can be bar pri hadoma, no problem. You're eating food in a normal fashion. So the hakoyse says achita. If you grind it up, so then we say grinding is a shinoi, cooking is a shinoi, and trina is a shinoi. If it's not oimel lekach, so that's isli lo yachrino. So it's like ishtani ligriyus. So that's why we say shahakal. But hakoyse says achita. The rabbi said that's normal to eat like that. So that bracha is bar pri hadoma. But there's still room to say ish ki yechol prat lamazik. You can still say that the zar. There's still room to have the machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Just because the Tosefta says the accepted opinion is koses sachita mevarach bar bi adama, that's not to be taken as a proof that we pass like Rebbe that a zar shekoses sachita is chayv ker mechavish. You can say the halachas like the chachamim. The halach is like the Rabbanan, and you can still accept this Tosefta. The Kesem Mishnah says that the Rambam got his mocker from this Gemara, from this Tosefta, from Lamed Zayin. That's how we knew to pass like Rebbe. And the Ravid says he doesn't see any hechrach, the two are not connected. How come they're not connected? Because HaKoyses HaChito is Kederach HaChilosa. That's normal that people do that. So that's why it requires a regular bracha, bar pri hadam. Whenever you did a mais achila, kederach achilasa, so you say a normal bracha. But again, to zar shachal, that's a different question. Is that what it's aimed for? So that's how the Rambam quoted these gemaras. The Ravid agrees to that. If it's aimed lachila, he's supposed to eat it. If it's aimed l'shti, he's supposed to drink it. If it's aimed l'sicha, he's supposed to shmir it. So then, if you have kernels of chitim, so it's what is it aimed for? So that's the machlekes Rabbi Rabban. So Rabbi says, what's wrong if the kohen eats it the way it is? Since many people eat koses achitim harai, you say bar pri adam. That's kederach achilas. The Rabbi says that the kohen is allowed to chew the kernels of grain the way they are, and a zar she koses achitim would be chayv kam chemish. And the Rabban hold no, that that's not what it's aimed for. Normally, chitim are aimed to make. You can't say shalok kederach achilas. It's not shalok kederach achilas. It's kederach achilas. I'm trying to say adam, but it's basically not oimed lekach. So since it's not oimed lekach, so that's why the rabbanon disagree with Rebbe. All hazar shekosas sachita would not be chayiv kerem v'chemish. That's apparently what the writer distinguishes. The Gemara said that the two atolis led zeh at the bottom of lamed hem at days. The Gemara was talking about shemen zayis shel truma. That's not normal to drink Shema Zay Shal Truma like that. That's not normal. So there isn't going to be a Chiyah Bracha B'Torahs Maisa Achila Maisa Shtiyah. Shalok Kederach Achilasa, Shalok Kederach Shtiyosa. The maximum the Bracha is going to be Shahakal because of Shalok Kederach. So then the Gemara says that since Azar Sha'ochal is not Chayev, Ozuki Kom Azeklei, Ish ki yochel prat lamazik, he's not chayev. So it cannot be that it has a bracha meforetes, because that shalok kederach achilas. And shalok kederach achilas, that's a good proof. But if you're talking about kimcha dechiti, this is kederach achilas. So the rabbi thinks that there's no hechra. One doesn't follow from the other. Just because you say bar pri adam is not a proof that a Zar She'achal would be Chayv Chaymish. He can pass on like the Rabban, a Zar She'achal is not Chayv Chaymish because it's not really Oyin in Lekach. But the Broch is still Hadom because it's not Shalok Derech Achilosa. What does the Gemara have right there? Koiro. What is this Koiro? There are restaurants in France, they told me, where they I think the restaurants in Manhattan also, where they serve Koiro. You have trees, and every year the branches go bigger and bigger. So the first year when the branches grow, they're very soft. So that's considered a delicacy. So they break off the branches and they serve in the restaurant. Very expensive. A friend of mine is a professor of mathematics, and he has to go to all these conferences all over the world. And he sits in the non-kosher restaurants, and he has to eat with the nachrim. So he orders koira. He eats the wood. Can't go wrong. Can't be trade. Even if it's wood from the first 3 years, the wood is mutta. The peiros are rasa. The wood is mutta. Anyway, it's safek orla chutzlarts, but it's not even a safek orla. It's bada. It's a wood. So the Gemara has a machlekes. What bracha do you say when you eat the wood? You got to say a bracha. It's very tasty. It's considered a delicacy. Shaila is, what are you going to say? Bury priho eitz. This is the eitz. This is not the priho eitz. You say bury priho eitz, that's out of the question. A priho eitz means the fruit that grows on the tree. But this is, the wood grows from the ground. The tree grows from the ground and the fruits grow on the tree. So if you eat the fruits that grow on the tree, if the roots are edible, then you say bar pri eitz. If you're eating the wood itself, so the first opinion in the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda says, they say bar pri adam. You're not eating the fruits that grow on the tree. You're eating the tree itself. So he says, that's bar pri adam. Ushmuel amah she'akal ni b'dvara. Rabbi Yehuda amah bar pri adam peiruhu. I consider the wood a pri. Let's say your guy's going to eat, you're going to take sand. You're going to mix sand with sugar, and you're going to eat it. So you say, bari priha. The sand tastes good. It tastes delicious. So you're going to say, bari priha adam. That's not bari priha adam. It's not a pri. So that's a shiloh over here. The wood that grows from the ground, how can you call it bari priha adam? It's not a pri. So he says that it is a pri. Rabbi Yehuda says that it is a pri. Rabbi Yehuda amar bari priha adam, perihu. It is considered a pri. And Shmuel says, that's not a pri. It's a miscellaneous food, but you can't call it a pri. Shmolam shakani mevavai hoel b'sofel hakshos. It doesn't have a shame pri. What do you mean sofel hakshos? If I leave the tree until next year, this branch is going to become very hard, like wood. It'll be hard like wood. So even though the first year when it grows, it's very soft, and it's a delicacy, and they sell it in all the fancy kosher and non-kosher restaurants. They sell the koira. What do you call it in English? I forgot.
Hearts of palm.
Hearts of palm. So that's the machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel, is that considered a pri? So Shmuel holds a svara, holds a sofel hakshas. He can't consider that a pri. It's like eating sand. Eating sand, you say shahakol. The sand doesn't grow from the ground. True over here, the tree grows from the ground, but it's not a pri. How does it apply? Bari pri hadam. Amle Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel is the one who disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and of Shmuel. He learned by both Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel had yeshivas in two different cities. So he learned by both Rav and Shmuel. So the Rebbe tells the Talmud, Shirin akavosech mistavra. I think you're more correct. Your opinion is that you say Bari Pri Hadama. I think that your sheet is more correct than my sheet. I say that it's not an eitz at all because of the lakshos. Next year it's going to be so hot, it's going to be wood. So for sure it's not going to be Michael. It's not a chefetz of Michael. So even the first year when it's soft and it's a delicacy and people do eat it, the minhag olam is that they do eat it. So Shmuel's opinion was that that's not called a pri. So he says, I should really agree with you. Kabosech mistavra, your shita makes more sense than my shita. Why? It's known, if you eat radishes, so if there are a lot of vegetables like that, if you eat it soon after you cut it out from the ground, it tastes very good. If you let it sit around for a year, it'll become hard like a rock. So why do you say Bar Pi Adam in the first year? Why don't you say Hovah Sofel Hakshas? That's known. Radish in sofa lahakshas mvarchalei bar pri adama. What did Ami over here? The kaira, just because sofa lahakshas next year it's going to turn into wood. That's no argument. That's no reason to declare that that it's not considered a pri. So that's what Shmuel said to his student Rabbi Yudah. So then the Gemara adds an akam de velohi. Shmuel was only being nice to his student, encouraging him that he should publish his Shabbos and Shuvahs and he'll give him a haskam, but he says, but the Gemara says it's wrong. Shmuel is right and Rabbi Yudah is wrong. The argument is not a valid argument. It's no, not the inshadai to the fuglo. People plant radishes, they plant to eat it when it's soft. They don't plant radishes to eat the next day when it's hard like a rock. So radishes are a vegetable, that's a pri. So of course you say bar pri adam. Abadiklo, but trees, la not the inshadai to the korah. People don't plant trees in order to... True, if you have the branches the first year, you break off the branches, they're very soft, and it's tasty, it's a delicacy. But basically, a tree is a tree. So the second year, from the second year on, the branch is going to be so hard. It's eights, it's not pre. So even the first year, when it is tasty, Shmuel is really right. You can't really consider that pre-hadom. For sure, you can't say bar pre-hadom. It's not a fruit that's growing on a tree. This is the tree itself. But you can't even say bar pre-hadom. It's not even a pre of the Adam. It doesn't have a shame pre. It doesn't even have a shame pre. What does Taisa say? La not the inchi adaita de kaira. This is the Gemara's commenting. Viloihi. The Gemara's comment. Shmuel made a gesture. He says to his student, Rabbi Yudah, you're really right. What you say makes more sense than what I said. So the Gemara adds on, Viloihi. It's not correct. What Shmuel said to Rabbi Yudah is not correct. So Taisa says, "V'sova haGemara kavasu deShmuel." The Gemara is supporting the opinion of Shmuel. They say when Shmuel sounds like he's giving in to Rabbi Yudah, we shouldn't follow that. We should really follow Shmuel's shita. Dimkein alsim lelovi gifan delanat diinsha daita dachum v'chalav shakol neivedvar. Vosim shkenim shem rachim ochum kliposam achitzanu lanati lo daita dehochi lemechelu kishem rachim kim lachal agarinim shalahem kshis bashlu. Whenever you have a tree that you plant, and you really, the main purpose of planting the tree is not to eat something, because next year it's going to be hard like a rock. So then that's called eitz. That's not called pri. The only thing that's called pri is if not the inshadai tadav. So the Gemara, so what does Gemara hold? The rule is radishes, tzino, not the inshadai to the fuglo. People plant radishes, that's the nature of the vegetable. I don't know, what if y'all keep potatoes till next year? In the summer they'll become soft, they'll become rotten and become soft. If you have a banana too long, it becomes mushy and soft, it gets ruined. Some things, if you leave them too long, they become too soft and it's soft. Some things, if you leave it too long, become hard like a rock and it's no good. Here, it's known if you leave it till next year, it'll become kosher cakes, but not the inshad died to the fugla. People plant radishes to eat it in the early stage. That's called the pri. But dikla, basically the wood on a tree is the tree. It's eight. It's not called the pri. So that's what we pass. Not the inshad died to the fugla. Feg de markasha. V'chal hechud ala not the inshad died to the fugla. Loi mavachin an alei. You mean to say that you can't say bar pri ha'adama unless people have a mind to eat either bar pri or bar pri ha'adama. It's only called a pri if people planted intending to eat it. Bahari tzlaf, some kind of a bush. The nati inchi adaita the parcho. Yeah, the Gemara is going to discuss later. The din is that we distinguish between fruits and vegetables on the level of the Rabbanah. On fruits you say bar pereis, on vegetables you say bar pi adama. But the pattern after a din deraisa, called the tikkun Rabbanah came deraisa tikkun. On the level of deraisa, there is a difference between fruits and vegetables. What's the difference? That the din of orlo only applies to fruits that grow on a tree. Kisov alatz and the taitim call it smach la'araltam arlo says period. Only fruits. Vegetables, there is no din of orlo. So what's the din of berries or berries grow on a bush? What's the status of a bush? So the Gemara says that's a machlekes bisham and bisil. Whether a bush has the status of a tree, so maybe the berries that grow on the tree, the tzlaf grows on a bush. So the Gemara quotes a Tosefta implying here. Is it considered, is the bush considered like a tree? Or is the bush considered like a vegetable? There should be another difference also between fruits and vegetables. Then again, to the din of kilayim. What's a din? There is a din of kiloi zroim, and there's a din of kiloi hakerem. What's a din of kiloi hakerem? If you have grapes growing near grain, so that's kiloi hakerem. So kiloi hakerem is also the plant. But even if a goy plants it, it's also bachil, also bano. That's only in Eretz Yisrael. In the Torah, kloy hakerem only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz la'aretz, it's only forbidden mid the rabbanon to plant kloy hakerem. And even if you planted it, it's also b'di'evet. It's also bachil bano, the rabbanon b'di'evet, all mid the rabbanon. In the Torah, kloy hakerem only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Mid the rabbanon even applies to chutz la'aretz. But if you have a suffix in chutz la'aretz, then it's mutter. What's with kloy zroim? So kloy zroim, they never introduced in chutz la'aretz. Mara says in Kiddushin, the end of the first page, the only produced kloy hakerem chutzlots, kloy zroim only applies in Eretz Yisrael. And what is kloy zroim in Eretz Yisrael? If you plant different vegetables near each other, yeah, that's kloy zroim. So kloy zroim is a machlekes Rashi test. Rashi holds that the whole thing is only an invention with the rabbanon. The whole kloy zroim only exists with the rabbanon. Tosfos says, what are you talking about? It's a pasuk in Chumash. There's one pasuk, karmachal esizra kilayim. And it says Sotchal is Yisri Kilayim. So Karmacha is Kloi Hakerem. And Sotchal is Yisri Kilayim. It's Kloi Yisroel. So Rashi says no. Rashi says that Sotchal is Yisri Kilayim means Karmachal is Yisri Kilayim. The whole institution of Kloi Yisroel is only an invention of the Rabban. So that's why they've been ever Goyzer and Chutz Lords. Because that's Gzeira L'Gzeira. And Eretz is all proper. It's Gzeira Otu, Kloi Hakerem. So Chutz Lords, they should make Gzeira Kloi Yisroel. It's also Chutz Lords. Otu Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael Guf is only Exeret Rabban Otu Kloy Hakem. Tosfos says that's not what it says in the Gemara. Tosfos says in the Chumash there are two psukim, Sot Chalos Yizikalim and Karma Chalos Yizikalim. One is Kloy Zeret, one is Kloy Hakem. They're both Minatar. They both only apply in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says they made Exeret Kloy Hakem Mechutz Lo Otu Eretz Yisrael. They never made Exeret Kloy Zeret Mechutz Lo Otu Eretz Yisrael. Why not? If it's an Issa Derais in Eretz, why did they make Exer and Chutz Lords out of Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara gives a funny explanation. What Rashi said is fascinating, but that's not what it says in the Gemara. Rashi says his own Svara, that the Kloy Zerayim in Eretz itself is only with the Rabban. So if you want to make Exer and Chutz Lords out of Eretz Yisrael, so it's only out to Kloy Hakerem, that'll be Exer and Exer. That's not what it says in the Gemara. Gemara gives a different reason. Rashi's reason maybe is better than the Gemara's reason. That's not what it is. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, Kloy Hakerem, which is more chomer than Kloy Zroim, that not only is it prohibited to plant it, but even the evidence of Sabachilabano, if you planted it, even if a Dochri planted it in his farm, it's also Sabachilabano. So this, it's an Issa Chomer, so they made it Xer Chutzlo, it's all the Eretz Yisrael. But Kloy Zroim is a weaker Isser. It's only like Shabbos. You're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, but if you're Mechal Shabbos, Minatori, you're allowed to eat the food. It's only as Chomer Shabbos. So Kloy Hakerem is more Chomer. It's also to plant it and even be the evidence, it's also to eat it. So that's so Chomer, so they made Xer Chutz Lo Otu Eretz. The Kloy Yisroim is not so Chomer, it's only also to plant it. But once you plant it and it grows, it's mutter to eat it. So since it's an Issa Kal, why is it an Issa Kal? A guy cooks on Shabbos an Issa Kal because he's allowed to eat the food be the evidence. That's what it says in the Gemara. That planting Kloy Zroim is an Issa Kal, so that's why they whenever goes a Chutz Lords out there. So why is that an Issa Kal and this is an Issa Chomer? You only make Xer out of an Issa Chomer, not out of Issa Kal. Very strange. So Rashi interpreted that's what it means, that Kloy Zroim is in Eretz Yisrael proper is only with the Rabbanon, but Haraya that it's only also to plant it and it's mutter to eat it. So that's a proof. That's not the proof that it's an Issa Kal. What do you mean make Xer for an Issa Kal? Also, it means that's a proof that it's only with the Rabbanon. But Kloy Hakerem is for sure an Issa Deraisa. So then it made Xer Chutz Lords out there. So that's a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. So let's say, according to the way Tosfos says, Kloy Zroim is an Issa Deraisa. Kloy's rhyme is an Issa Deraisa. It's just that it's Kal. Kloy Akerem is also the plant and it's also B'di'evet. Even B'di'evet, it's Tone Sreifa, it's Minan Isrofa. Kloy Akerem is also B'achil, also B'anon, Tone Sreifa, Minoyla. Tone Ibn Minoyla. So Kloy Kerem is an Issa Chama, Kloy's rhyme is an Issa Deraisa, but it's Kal, it's not as severe as the Issa Kloy Akerem. So what's it then if you plant two trees one next to the other? Is that also Kloy's rhyme? I'll plant an apple tree next to an orange tree. So that's the assumption in the Gemara. No, trees, there's no Issa Kloy. You can plant a hundred different kinds of trees all near each other, there's no problem. The only time it'll be a problem is Hakoba Zilon. So you break off a branch from an apple tree and you attach it onto an orange tree, and you're going to come up with a new kind of a fruit that's going to be a blend of both of them together. So that's Hakoba Zilon, and that's an Issa Deraisa. Hakoba Zilon. But to plant a few trees, one next to the other, that doesn't constitute climb at all. So now there's a machlokes hatanaim. So what's with Kloy Hakerem? Kloy Hakerem, what are you planting? You're planting a grapevine, which is a tree. You say Bar Pihuetz when you eat grapes. Obviously a grapevine is considered a tree. So you're planting a grapevine next to grain. But if you say that trees, you can plant all the trees you want next to each other. And you can plant trees next to a field that has vegetables. You plant one tree next to another tree, you can plant a tree next to a field that has vegetables. So what's wrong if you plant a grapevine in the middle of a field that has wheat growing? Why should you declare that that's Kloy Hakera? You say that trees are never mitzdarf with anything else to make it into climb. One tree next to an apple tree next to an orange tree is not climb. Only if you break off a branch and you do Harkovin, or an apple tree in the middle of a field of potatoes is not Kloy's rhyme. Tosfos holds Kloy's rhyme is an Issa Deraisa, and trees are rhyme in Bifnei Atzma. They're not mitzdarf with anything else to constitute Kloy. So why is Kloy Hakerem different? So the Gemara quotes, that's a machlokes hatanoim. So the one Tana is of the opinion, Kloy Hakerem means Kloy is roi min hakerem. You have to have chita b'soro v'chartzen b'mapoy losyan. Not that you have gefen in chitim. Gefen next to chitim is only the rabbanim. It's not going to be climbed there, right? Because the gefen is a grapevine is a tree. You say bar pehoitz on grapes. A tree is never starved to constitute kalim, to create kalim. It must be, kloy akerem means kloy zroim in akerem. If you have kloy zroim not in akerem, it's also to plant it as muta b'di'evit b'achila b'ano. If you plant kloy zroim in akerem, you plant chita b'sora v'chartzen v'mapoy l'syad. You have in your hand all three seeds together, chita b'sora, seeds, and chartzen seed means the pits from grapes. If you plant all three together, that's called Kloy's rhyme. But the grape with the vegetable, the grape with the chit, the grape with the sarm, don't join together to constitute the Kloy Akera. Because the grapes is a tree, and a tree is never mitzdar. Vegetables are mitzdar with other vegetables to make Kloy's rhyme, menator, according to Tosfos. So there's another difference between vegetables and fruits. Whatever, not really vegetables and fruits, the difference between a tree and a non-tree. Trees are not mitzdarif with other trees, not mitzdarif with vegetables to create kalayim at all. And vegetables are mitzdarif with others. If you plant one vegetable near the other vegetables, the Taisa says that that's a music kalay zroim, in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Lartz, in Eretz Yisrael.
Rashi
said the pasuk of Sotcholos Yisra Klein is talking about a state of Avonah,
and therefore
Diacholos Yisra Klein
is the
closest assumed as Sotcholos Yisra Klein. Rashi says Sotcholos Yisra Klein is just a repeat from Karmacholos Yisra Klein. It just means Kloy Hakera. Rashi holds there is no such thing Minatera as Kloy Yisra. It doesn't exist Minatera. So the Gemara has the Machlokes Bisham and Bisil over here, whether berries that grow on a bush, is a bush considered a tree or not? The grapevine for sure is considered a tree. There's no machlokes what bracha say over grapes. Everybody agrees that bracha hates on grapes. But on bushes, that's on berries that grow on a bush, that's a machlokes. There should be an afkemina minigir to orlo. There should be an afkemina minigir to kilayim. Kilo is right. To have a tree next to a growing next to vegetable patch is okay. that's not an Isra. But to have one vegetable growing next to another vegetable, that's an Isra of Kloi Zeroi. So that should chapan af kemina. So we'll have to see in the Gemara. That's going to be a machalik b'sham misum. So the Gemara says over here that this slav, a caper bush, some kind of a peri that grows on a bush. Whatever grows on a bush is machalik b'sham b'silu. The wheat pasma like b'silu. That is considered, a bush is considered a tree. Even though it's not so high, it's only so high. A bush al pidin is considered a tree on the level of the raisa, that it's subject to the laws of orla and possibly revai. Okay, depending on kam revai, net revai. So bushes are considered trees, and in mele, whatever grows on a bush, the berries that grow on a bush should be bar pir hetzels. So the Gemara is going to discuss, when people plant this bush, there are different parts to the bush. So what does the Gemara say about haritzlaf, this kind of a bush? They're not the inche adaita, the parcho. People are really interested in eating. What is the parcho? Shem pirio. Okay, now she said that's the fruit that grows on the bush. Usnan almine, we have a brice almine, natsvo al alin val hatmoris amibori prihu adomo. People eat different parts of the bush. Alavionis valakarfis amibori prihu. People really, they really planted in order to eat the peris. The fruits, on the fruits, which is the main thing that they're interested in eating, they say barbarates. And then, al ha'alim, on the leaves, he say barbarihadama. Yeah, but that's not why people, that's not the main purpose. When people plant the tree, the wood that's soft, the first year it's soft, the next year it's going to get hard. So that was the machlokes before, where they say barbarihadama, he say shahakol. So we pass on like Shmuel, the Gemara, Stam of the Gemara says, valayhi. That what Shmuel gave you Ashikarach to Rabbi Yehuda is not really correct. The din is like what Shmuel said. That that's the wood of the tree is not called Bari Pri anything. It's not even Bari Pri Hadama. For sure it's not Bari Pri, right? It's the ace itself. But you can't even call it Bari Pri Hadama because it doesn't have a Shem Pri. Why not? Because Lo Nati Incha Adai Tedochi. Frek Bigmah Bahari Tzlaf, the Tzlaf bush, caper bush, the main thing the people planted, they're interested in eating the Pri. Adaita the parcha, that's the name of the pri. It's not, we have a brisa that if you eat the pri itself, alo avionis, vala kafrisin, you say bird pri huets. And on the alim, on the leaves, they're also tasty, so you say bird pri hadama. So doesn't that sound like Rabbi Yudah Shita? Even though that's not the main pri, you still say bird pri hadama. Why don't you say that it tastes bihama? So the Gemara says it's not the same. It's not a kash. Amar Abnach Mayitzchok Tzlaf, not the inchi. Adaita Dushusa Diklo, not the inchi. Adaita the Koira. We pass kind of like Shmuel. The Gemara Avagav Kals to Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda Hilchus to Kavos to Shmuel. The Gemara said the Feirish. Even though Shmuel encouraged Rabbi Yehuda, he said your svar is more correct. The Gemara says we pass kind of like Shmuel, and Shmuel says that it's Shachol Nivadvar. That's only Koira. Koira Shachol Nivadvar. You can't call it even Bar Pri Hadama. But over here, by the tzlaf, even those parts of the bush that are not the main pri, say true, you're not going to say bari pri who eats on them, but they still qualify for bari pri hadam. What's exactly the difference? What is the Gemara saying? You're going to eat everything. By the koira, if you're going to break off the branches and eat the branches, so you're not going to have any branches. So it's an expensive delicacy because you're destroying the tree. Every year you're going to have the branch grow new, and then the young branches, so you're going to break her off, so you're going to be left without those branches. Next year they're going to start growing again, you're going to break them off. So that's not called the pre. You can't even call the bird pre Adam. That's called AIDS. When Paschal Shmuel, that's called AIDS. But here, every year, on the tzlaf bush, the pears grow, and the pears are surrounded with a shell. The pears have a shell around them, and then they have alim, they have leaves, and they have... You pull everything off, and next year everything is going to grow again. It doesn't diminish. The fact that I'm going to pull everything off doesn't take away from the fact that it's going to develop pears every year. That's not the main. The ikapri is the pri. So on the ikapri, you say bar pri eitz. On the leaves that surround the tree and protect it, on that you say bar pri adam. That's not the ikapri. But it doesn't go down to the level of shahakol unless it's the eitz itself, that by breaking off the eitz, it's detrimental to the eitz. That's what Rashi explains. Rashi writes, "Tzlaf nati in shadai to the shus alech lasa alim." You're going to eat. You're going to eat the leaves also. But that's not tomorrow. You're going to eat the peiris, and you're going to eat the leaves as well. It's not namai to ilam mekach. It doesn't diminish anything. But the dikla by the tree is going to break off the kura and eat it. Lachas akora ochel namai dan feilas. You're going to have less branches on the tree. So that's when Shmuel Svar applies. Not the inch. That's then the wood of the tree is not called bari pri ha'adama. Then it's eitz bi'alma. So an eitz, if it's tasty, so it's like a miscellaneous food. So you say shahakal nimidvar. The Rav Agav, the Kal say Shmuel, the Rabbi Yehuda Hilchos HaKavasei, the Shmuel. What's the din orla b'chutzlar? So we mentioned last week. There's a Mishnah says in Kiddushin, the end of the first parak, all the mitzvahs halachos bars only apply in Eretz Yisrael. All the agriculture mitzvahs, except for orla and chodesh, they apply even in chutzlar. So chodesh b'chutzlar is a machlokes hatanoim. What is the raisa of the rabbah in the Mishnah? Machlokes in the Mishnah. For the chodesh b'chutzlar, chodesh means the new tzvu that was planted after Pesach. You have to wait till next Pesach to be permitted to eat it. So that's a machlekes hatanaim and a machlekes rishonim had a pasuk. But the chodesh b'chutz l'aretz is the raisa de rabban. And orla b'chutz l'aretz is a machlekes amaroi. Whether orla b'chutz l'aretz is mid rabbanon or orla b'chutz l'aretz is halacha l'moshe misina. So the Rambam adopts the position that orla b'chutz l'aretz is halacha l'moshe misina. Rashi writes over here that orla b'chutz l'aretz is only mid rabbanon. Rashi writes kalamekel b'aretz bar lach k'mosa b'chutz l'kev neinim en atari halach achar hamekel. Rashi all of a sudden writes that the Gemara, how did Rashi have the Ruach HaKodesh? Okay, Rashi had Ruach HaKodesh. Why did he decide that the din is that all of B'chutz Lo'os is mid the Rabbanon? Because the Gemara says Kol HaMekel B'Aretz Halach Gemara Se B'chutz Lo'os. Whenever there's a suffix, you go to Kula. No, the Gemara asked that question in Kiddush in the end of the first parak. The Gemara says, how can it be HaMachloikes HaMaroyim? Well, the Chodesh B'chutz L'aretz is the Rabbanon or Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai, but the Mishnah says in Orla that Safik Orla B'chutz L'aretz L'Kula. If you hold that it's mid the Rabbanon, so Safik the Rabbanon L'Kula. But if you hold that Orla B'chutz L'aretz is Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai, Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai is a Din D'Raisa, so it should be Safik D'Raisa L'Chumra. The Gemara says no. Even if you hold that it's Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai, Kaf Nemar Halacha. That's the Din. The Safik Orla B'chutz L'aretz is Mutta. The Rambam seems to say that the Gemara means to say that any and every suffix halacha l'moshe misina is always lakula, and the Ramban is masig on the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Shorish Beis. The Ramban is masig on that Rambam. So the Rambam happens to be in Hilchas Mikvos, and the Ramban is masig on the Rambam, and the Ramban doesn't tell you where the Rambam is. The Ramban picks on the Rambam and says that Rambam, he thinks that every suffix halacha l'moshe misina is lakula. He's wrong. The Gemara only says it by Orla. Safik Orla B'chutz L'aretz is Mutta. Not by every single Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. Where did the Rambam say that every Safik Halacha Moshe M'Sinai is Lekula? The Ramban doesn't tell you where the Rambam said it, just the text. So the latest form, right, it is a Rambam in Hilchas Mikvos. The Rambam writes that the requirement for Aboim Saw in a mikveh is Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. And nonetheless, the Mishnah says if you have a suffix, if the mikveh has a boim saw, so you go to chumra. So the Rambam asks the kasha and gives a teretz. The Rambam asks the kasha, if it's halacha l'moshe misinai, so you should say suffix l'kula. So why does the halacha and the Mishnah say you go to chumra? So the Rambam answers that two kinds of halacha l'moshe misinai. The din of mikveh is in chumash. The din of tefillas atami and the mikveh is in chumash. The details of the mikveh, shiurim halacha l'moshe misinai. So the shiur of them saw is halacha l'moshe misinai. But it's not a new independent. It's not like Arla B'chutz L'aretz, it's a new din yesh me'ayin from outer space. Mikveh says in Chumash, you have to, the tummy has to be tovel and mikveh. The halacha l'moshe misinai tells you what's the definition of a mikveh. So since this halacha l'moshe misinai is giving a shear for a din in Torah Shebichzav, he says sofik l'chumer. If you would have had a different halacha l'moshe misinai where the whole din is yisoida halacha l'moshe misinai, then the Rambam implies he would have gone l'kula on a sofik. So that's what the Ramban is accurately accusing the Rambam. The Rambam is guilty of what the Ramban accused him of. The Rambam actually says that not only Sofa Garla B'chutz L'aretz is Lekula, not only in this, in every Halacha L'moshe M'Sinai, where the Halacha L'moshe M'Sinai telling you a new din, it says Sveika Lekula. Anyway, but the Gemara is beferish, whether you understand the Gemara like the Ramban, that it's only a local din in Hilchas Arla B'chutzlor, it's Kach Nemra Hilchasa, that's the nature of the Halacha Moshe Messina, that Safek Arla B'chutzlor, it's Mutar. Or the way the Rambam understood it, that every Halacha Moshe Messinai is Sveik Arla Hakel. It's always Sveik Arla Hakel, whatever it is. The Gemara said beferish, even if you should assume that the Arla B'chutzlor, it's Halacha Moshe Messinai, you still go to Kula, whenever you have a suffix. So how does Rashi... Why does Rashi take a stand over here? He says, whenever there's a suffix arla bechutz la'aretz, he go l'kula because arla is only midirabban. Came the ena minatara aloch achar amekel. Even if it would be minatara, even if it would be aloch amashim misin, means ena minatara means not torah shebichzav. That's what Rashi means. It's not torah shebichzav. He doesn't mean to say it's midirabban. Maybe he just means not part of torah shebichzav. The Mishkanes Yankiv in his Sefer on Brochus and the Kohelis Yankiv thinks that Rashi means to take a stand that Arla B'chutz La'aretz is Midi Rabbanon. So he's bothered with this question. Why does Rashi say that because it's only Midi Rabbanon, that's why Sveik Halach Achar Amekel? The Gemara said that even if Arla B'chutz La'aretz is Halach L'Moshe Messina, he's still Gal L'Hakel. Kach Nemar Halacha, that the Safik Arla B'chutz La'aretz is Mutter. So the Mishkanes Yankiv says he thinks that Rashi understands the following. Safek arla b'chutz la'aretz, you go to kula if you have a safek in mitzias. You don't know what the facts are. The Rabban Shalom knows that we're only basav adam, and we don't know everything that's going on in the world. We don't know all the facts of everything that's going on in the world. So the Rabban Shalom gave us a din of arla b'chutz la'aretz, and told him, whenever you have a safek, so safek arla b'chutz la'aretz is mutter. We're always, every so often, we're going to be faced with a safek. So the Halacha Moshe Messina says you go l'kula on a suffix, but a suffix in din, why should you have a suffix in din? Let all the rabbis get together. Why? The rabbis can't talk to each other. Let all the rabbis sit together, let them break their heads and they'll figure out what the din is. They don't want to sit down together. So that the Rabban Shalom is going to tell us how to paskin when you don't want to sit down together. Rabban Shalom has to tell us how to paskin when you have a suffix in mitzvahs. All the rabbis and all get together, we still don't know what the facts are. Balabas comes over to me just over Shams. He tells me he has a bush and he just moved into a new home. He has a bush there. He has no idea how old the bush is. It could be the second year, it could be the fifth year. He doesn't know. So what's the din? So the din is that it's mutter. Din is that it's mutter. Safek arla b'chutz la'aretz is mutter. The din is he doesn't have to ask the nochri that he bought the house from. He doesn't have to ask him, when did you plant the bush? Safek arla b'chutz la'aretz is mutter. You don't have to ask any question. But that's a suffix in mitzias. So the halacha has to tell you what are the dinim if you know the facts. And what are the dinim? Let's say shtayim ochsim letalus. In the beginning of Bava Mitzia. In Bava Kama, in another mesichtas, we know, we learn the dinim, who owns the property. If you know all the facts, then we know who wins the case. Bava Mitzia starts off, what's the din if you don't know the facts? So the halacha has to tell you, how do you pass in the din if you don't know the facts? So in Orla b'chutz la'aretz, sometimes it's going to be a badai arla, sometimes it's going to be a suffix. We don't know what the facts are. So kach nemar halacha, a suffix arla b'chutz la'aretz mutter. But that's only a suffix in mitzias. But a suffix in din that you're going to say kol amekel baretz halacha gemara b'chutz la'aretz is also called a suffix arla. So has Rashi understood that doesn't make any sense? Why should the Rabbanu Shalom tell us how to paskin if the rabbis can't figure out what the din is? Let the rabbis sit down and argue with that till they come up with a din. That's biyodam to figure out what the din is. Taisus writes such a svar. Taisus Simcharis writes such a svar. Not being into Arla b'chutz la'aretz, being into another thing. Taisus says there's a Gemara that seems to say it doesn't make sense to have a pasuk. It's tichkol mutei sveika. You have a pasuk that tells you what the din is when you have a makom safek. So Taisus says, but you have dozens of Gemaras. You have so many Gemaras where you have a pasuk that tells you what's the din when you have a suffix? He says, no, that's when you have a suffix in mitzias, because human beings can't know everything. So there are going to be cases where you don't know what the facts are. So the halacha tells us what's the din if you know what the facts are. Then you have to have in each case, what's the din if you don't know what the facts are? What's the din of a suffix tumma vitara? What's the din of a suffix yisaveheta? What's the din suffix mamayna? Each case is going to be different. Suffix deraisa, suffix derabbanan, sveik, sveik, there are a lot of sveikas. But the Torah should tell us what's the din if you have a sveik in a dina. So don't have a sveik in a dina. Let all the rabbanim get together. They'll paskin what the din is. You have no right to have a sveik in a dina. Rabban Shalom tell, I'm not going to tell you what the din is when you have a sveik in a dina. Break your head and you figure it out. You'll know, you won't have a sveik in a dina. So the Mishkanes Yankiv thinks that that's what Rashi understood over here. that the Gemara is saying called Amekal Baratz Halacha and Gemara Bechutz Laaretz is also included in Safek Orla Bechutz Laaretz. Whenever there's a Machlokes Tanai Livna, we follow the majority opinion in Eretz Yisrael. That's Lechumra. But in Chutz Laaretz, that's enough of a Safek Kol Dohu to be Mekal. That's enough. There's a Yochid Keneged Rabbim. The Yochid is Mekal, the Rabbim are Machmer. So the fact that there's a Yochid is Mekal, that constitutes a Safek Kol Dohu. And the Safek Kol Dohu was enough to be Mekal on a Chutz Laaretz. So Rashi comments that has to be based on the assumption that Orla B'Chutz Laaretz is the Rabbanan. If Orla B'Chutz Laaretz would be Halacha L'Moshe M'Sina, you wouldn't say over here, Kach Nemer Halacha, that Safek Orla B'Chutz Laaretz Mutter. That's how the Mishkan Esankev reads this Rashi. But perhaps one can insist that when Rashi writes Kevin the Einim and Atar, maybe means it's not Torah Shebichzav, it's only Halacha L'Moshe M'Sina. Could be that the Rashi is innocent. Could be Rashi never meant to take a stand on. Anyway, in Yoridei, we assume like the Rambam wrote, that Orla B'chutz Laaretz is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sina. We don't assume that it's the Rabban. We assume that it's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sina. So what does the Gemara talk about? Amar Rav Yudah Marav, they all lived in Bavel. Most of the Rabbanim and Talmud Bavli lived in Bavel. They schlepped in Rav Yechanan, they schlepped in Ula, these are Chachamim from Eretz Yisrael. But all of these people lived in Bavel. Slav Shel Orla B'chutz Laaretz. If you have Orla B'chutz Laaretz, so what do you do? He's assuming that Orla B'chutz Laaretz applies to the bush, even though it's not a tree. That's what the Gemara is going to ask. That itself is a machlokes satanai, whether bush is dinik to tree, or bush is dinik to vegetable. So it's a machlokes b'sham v'sul. So why doesn't he say go to kula on the whole thing? Kol amekavos alach gemasim b'chutz Laaretz. Gemara says no. B'sham v'makom v'sul leina mishnah. That doesn't count at all. That's the Gemara, the second line on the top of Amud Beis. If you have a machlek, the satanoim, you say yochid ve'rabim. So the shita sayochid is not totally dismissed, is not totally ignored. It's enough to rely on an orla b'chutz laaretz. That's called a safek kol dohu. But b'shamed b'makom esil ein a mishnah. That's the question. Why not? B'shamed b'makom esil ein a mishnah. So the pashtus the achrayin rab because it was omdu l'minyan. Because they voted. If a vote was never taken, we know there was a machlekes. We know there was a yochid, there were rabbin. So the din is achirabin hatas. You follow the majority opinion. So the minority opinion was never really outvoted. They weren't omdu l'minyan. You weren't sitting together in one bezdin, and the minority was not outvoted. So since they were never omdu l'minyan, so then we say that's considered a safek kol dohu. And halacha k'dira mekel b'orla b'chutz laaretz. But b'shamim, b'sila, were sitting together b'maimed echot, and they voted. So since they were omdu l'minyan, and the b'shamim were outvoted, so that's called b'shamim makom b'sila ein mishnah. That's not even called the safek kol dohu. That's what Moshe Feinstein writes. It used to be a common scene at weddings years ago. 50, 60 years ago, Rav Lezer Silver and Rav Moshe Feinstein would both come to a wedding. Rav Moshe Feinstein would take the ksuda. Moshe would be on time always. Moshe would always come early. He didn't want to be inside the chasen khan. He didn't want people to wait for him. So he would take the printed ksuda and he would fill it out and sure. Then Rav Lezer Silver would fly in from Shinshaneti and he would see the ksuda. He would rip it up, make a whole public demonstration that the ksuda is not acceptable. Why? Because there's one opinion in the Mishnah and Gittin that we don't paskalai. There's one opinion in Mishnah Gittin that not only can you not have a printed form for a get has to be written in Shema. So you can't just take a standard form and fill it in. So one opinion in the Mishnah is that we don't have printed forms for a get, but we have for Ksuba, we have for Mechiras Chometz, we have for Tanoim. You have anything that does need Ksuba L'Shema, so you have a printed form. So there's one opinion, Rav Yudah's opinion is that there's a Gzerim in the Rabbanon, Shar Shtar Asotu Gittin. Just like by get, you need ksiba l'shma, and you can't have a printed form and just fill in the names. So by all shtaris also, there's such a gzer drama. So Blaise and Silver insisted that you can't use a printed form. Now Moshe would just sit there quietly. He wouldn't say anything. This would repeat itself on several different occasions when they would both be at a wedding. So Moshe Feinstein writes a tshuva. With the tshuva, he puts in a paragraph about this. So he says, it doesn't even constitute a midas chasidus to be machmer like the opinion of Rav Yudah in the Mishnah that Shav Shtaris need ksiba l'shma from the beginning to the end. Because it was omdu l'minyan. He says, just like the Gemara says, b'shamay b'makam b'sila in the Mishnah, it's not only because b'shamay b'sila. whenever it's amdul minyan, and he says, and he thinks that in this case, the machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan by shar shtaris, whether you can have tofsei shtaris, whether you can have printed forms, just fill in the names. So he thinks that was amdul minyan. So it doesn't constitute even a midas chasidus. Once it's amdul minyan, it doesn't count at all. It's not only something unique about Bishama and Bishilo. Whenever it's Amdu L'minyan, whoever the Tanoim happened to be, whenever it's Amdu L'minyan, so then we totally ignore the Shita Sayyoch. So that's what the Gemara is going to discuss here. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Tzlaf Shalor L'b'chutz L'aretz. So we have a rule, Safek Arla B'chutz L'aretz is Mutter. Rashi says, because Arla is not Min HaTorah, and the Mishkan is Yankiv Tainis, even if Arla would be Allah and Moshe Messina, she'd still be Safek Arla B'chutz L'aretz Mutter. Okay. We're not sure exactly what Rashi means. Okay. So he says, Tzlap Shalor La V'chutz L'aretz, what are you allowed to eat? What are you not allowed to eat? So whatever is the pre, you're not allowed to eat. Whatever is Oichel, whatever is the eitz, is not subject to Orla. The Pasuk says, V'aratam Alosa is Pirio. Sholoshan Amarein Yulachem Lo Yoho. It says only the pre, the eitz of the Orla is Mutah. So how much of the Tzlap bush is considered pre, and how much is considered eitz? Now, if you're going to say either bari pre hadama, bari pre eitz, whatever you're going to say, but it's a pre. So, whatever is a pre should be included in the prohibition of orlo. So, what does he say? In the name of Rav, tzlap shel orlo b'chutz l'aretz. Whenever there's a suffix in b'chutz l'aretz on orli golakula, so he says zarek eso avyonis. The avyonis are the pre itself. So, the pre itself is orlo v'oichel esa kafrisin. What are the kafris? And Rashi says, the klipa gdorla shesviva saprika and klipa gdela sabiva gozim dakim. The shell is mutati. In other words, the shell is not considered kipri. What is he driving at? So the Gemara says, lememri, you mean to tell me that yonis peri, kafris and laf peri. He's trying to tell me that only the peri inside the shell, only the edible part inside the shell is the pri, and the kafris and the shell around it is not a pri. Eitz bi'alma, frek di gemara, or a minu, where we just had a brisa before. What did it say in the brisa? Almine natzpa, if you eat all the different parts from the tzlach bush, from this kepa bush, so what bracha do you say? So it says, al ha'alam ala tmaras ama barpi adama, al abyonis vala kafis and ama barpi eitz. See, barpi eitz both on the pri and on the shell around it. So if you say barpi eitz on the shell around it, it means that the shell is dina kipri. So why shouldn't it have an isa rav orla? And for the gemara, you're right. According to that brisa, you should really have an Issa Orlo on the shell. Udiyamaki Rebbe Kiva, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda quoting the name of Rav, says that the shell is not Dino Kipri. It's a different Tana who disagrees with that Tosefta that you just quoted before. What they quote, a brisa, it's not, I mean, that's what Baruch says, it's not a Mishnah, it's a brisa somewhere. He says, Rav Yehuda quoting in the name of Rav holds like a Rebbe Kiva. This not says in the Mishnah. Blazer Omer Tzlach Misasa Tamris Vevyoinos VeKafrisin. You have to be mafrish. What's the din? You have to be mafrish Chumas Maisis on anything that grows in Eretz Yisrael, provided that it's Roy Lachilas Adam. It's not Roy Lachilas Adam. That has to be a pre. Eitz is not chayv in Chumas Maisis. So it says on this bush, what has a din of tevel? So it says the avyonis are the peris, and the berries, the tamris also, and the kafris, and the shells around the avyonis also. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Says enemasa, enemisasa el avyonis b'levam neishu pri. Rabbi Kiva says no, only the pri itself, the shell not, and the berries also not, the tamris also not. So Rabbi Yehuda Marav is swallowing Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, who says that only the pri itself has a shame pri, and the shell around is not considered a pri. So why didn't he say name Alachik Rabbi Akiva? Why does he beat around the bush? He just said he passed like Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah says no, he doesn't pass like Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, Alachik Rabbi Akiva, how many afila ba'aretz? Kamash v'lo? No, he only says b'chutz l'aretz. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav tzlap shalor b'chutz l'aretz. Not talking on the level of the Raisa. He doesn't say like Rabbi Akiva in Eretz Yisrael. He really holds like Rabbi Blazer. When you mafrish to Mr. Marisis on the stuff that grows on this bush, you have to be mafrish on the pri, on the shell, and on the tamriz, but kolamekal baretz alocha gemosa b'chutz. That's what he meant to say. Yom alocha Rabbi Akiva hamin afila baretz. Kamash malon. No, he's only making an orla b'chutz. Kolamekal baretz alocha gemosa b'chutz. Avo ba'aretz loy, and Eretz Yisrael not. Frank Mar said, why doesn't he say like that? Name Alach Rabbi Kiva b'chutz lords. Kal megavos Alach also b'chutz. Let him say like that. What does he make believe? As if he's making up a new din. Slav shaloy b'chutz. Not making up a new din. He's just basing his sheet on Rabbi Kiva. He says, even though we don't accept Rabbi Kiva's kula opinion in Eretz Yisrael, we follow it in chutz lords. So the Gemara says, no, Yom HaHachi, if he would have said, Kol HaMekabas HaLachim Masa B'chutz Lo'az, Havi Amina, would have mistakenly thought, Hanemili Gabi Maisa Ilon, De Ba'oretz Gufam, Ede Rabbonam. Kol HaMekabas HaLachim Masa B'chutz Lo'az is not only on Orlo B'chutz Lo'az, it's on Trumas HaMaisa's B'chutz Lo'az also. Where do you have Trumas HaMaisa's and B'chutz Lo'az? Harotzes HaSmuchas Lo'az is only, you have Trumas HaMaisa Ede Rabbonam. So Kalamekal Baretz applies to Orlo and applies to Chumas and Maestris, and it applies to Kilayim also. That's the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Lamates. We mentioned last week, I think. Rabbi Yoina was Masig on the Rebalatesvis, on the Shiltas, that the Shiltas says Kalamekal Basalachim Masa B'chutzlars on Revai. So Rabbi Yoina was Masig, he thinks that it only applies here. So the Vilna Gaon said, no, it's against the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Lamates. The Gemara has that tzium, that cross-reference from Shabbos Kuf Lamtes, says it in Kilayim B'chutz Lo'az. So the Gemara says, if Rabbi Yehuda Marav would have just said, I paskan like a Rabbi Akiva B'chutz Lo'aretz, one might have thought, Rabbi Akiva is talking about Trumas and Maisis in Eretz Yisrael. So I would have thought Trumas and Maisis in Eretz Yisrael on Peres Yilin is on the Rabbanon. That's how most of the Rishonim hold. That's the Machlokes, the Rambam, and everybody else that we mentioned last week. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that the Hafrashas Trumas Maisis on Baksar is only Midi Rabbanan. So the Rambam holds that Baksar is not Roy L'Achil HaSodom, that's why. But all other fruits that grow on a tree that are Roy L'Achil HaSodom, Achayim Trumas Maisis Minatar. The Ravid says no, anything outside of Dogen Tevi Shvitza is only the Rabbanan. It's not that Baksar is the exception to the rule. Baksar is the rule. All Peris Yilin are only Midi Rabbanan. The simple reading of this Gemara is against the Rambam. The Gemara says, If Rabbi Yehuda Marav would have said, I pass like Rabbi Akiva b'chutz lo'aretz, I would have mistakenly thought, Hanemili gabi ma'isi v'ilin d'baretz gufim d'rabbanan. Hafrashas trumas ha'maisis on peiris on the tzlach bush is a trade d'rabbanan b'chutz lo'aretz. First of all, it's d'rabbanan because it's chutz lo'aretz, arotz is ha'smuchas. Secondly, even though it's not proper, it's only d'rabbanan because it's peiris v'ilin. But I will gabi orlo, but with respect to orlo, I might have mistakenly thought the baritz mederaisa ema b'chutz lo'aretz nami nigzar. I would have thought that you wouldn't say kol ha'mekabatz halach nimasa b'chutz lo'aretz gabi orlo. Maybe it only applied to trumas and maisis, because trumas and maisis some peris ilan to begin with in eretz proper is only mid the rabbanon. I would have thought perhaps the klal shouldn't apply to orlo b'chutz lo'aretz kamash mulan. That's where Rav Yehuda Marav says it explicitly when he get to orlo b'chutz lo'aretz. So that's the Gemara that the Shiltas was alluding to. The Tosfos on Lamed Hem and Aleph quoted the Shiltas, who said, the Revai should only be Noeg in a Kerem, even though in Eretz proper when Machmam Geva on Revai on Neta, even if it's not a grapevine, but in Chutz Lo'aretz we can be Mekel only if it's a Kerem. So he based it on this Gemara, Kol Mekel Bar Tzalachim Moslem. And the Klal applies to Orla, to Revai, to Haprashas Trumas and Maisres, and to Kilayim. Anti-climb. Climb is easy to understand because climb chutz lo'aretz only midi rabban. That I understand. Trumas and maisis b'chutz lo'aretz also not bad. Trumas and maisis b'chutz lo'aretz only midi rabban. Orla, that's the chiddush. Orla b'chutz lo'aretz is if you hold that it's halacha l'moshe mesina. If it's deraisa, so why should you say kol ha'mekel bar? So that's where Rashi sounds like he says orla is also only midi rabban. All three are the rabban. The klai hakerem b'chutz lo'aretz the rabban. That's the Yom Shabbos kuf lametes. And the Trumas and Maisis b'chutz lo'aretz, Arotzes HaSmuchas only midi Rabbanan. And the Orla b'chutz lo'aretz, all three are midi Rabbanan. So that's why you say kol ha'mekel bar. So that's what it sounds like from Rashi. Unless it should be interpreted, that it doesn't mean. Einam Torah means not Torah Shebichsa. Questionable, what's Rashi driving? Okay. Later tomorrow, we'll continue on the Gemara.